We're in the Glasgow Autonomous Centre in Glasgow City. It's been open now since May the 1st. Prior to that, there was a few people in here sorting the place out about maybe 2 or 3 days before that.
So why does Glasgow need an autonomous project centre?
We basically want to get together, set up a place where people can take power back into their own hands, do what they want with their own lives, create a network between different groups that are involved in different protests, like protesting for the Zapatistas against housing problems, and just connect the groups together and hopefully facilitate, empower and enable the groups and other people and bring people together.
So what are the future plans for events here?
There's all kinds of events on. We've got several workshops in the pipeline dealing with many different issues to do with Celtic roots, problems that refugees are facing, environmental issues, workshops, and I don't know, maybe we would like to have lots of groups meeting here, perhaps bringing the groups together, and also just improving the place, making it better. There could be some connection between this place and the forthcoming G8 thing at Glen Eagles, if it occurs there, but it might not.
So what are the difficulties you have at the moment?
Basically, teething problems. You know, we've not been open that long. There's not that many people coming to visit us, but the numbers seem to be improving by the day. And it's also just getting the place in better shape. We might need possibly secure a longer lease or get a place longer than a month, although I have heard we might possibly get that here, but I don't think it'll be for very long or at such a good price.
So how did you spot this place, which is in the centre and just near all the valuable infrastructure?
We didn't really spot it. It was more offered to us by the Glasgow City Council. We're renting it from the council, and this is the place they offered us.
Do you think there might be any problems, like if you collectively go out for a demo or a riot or something, that they might want to kind of make you any problems as their landlord?
It is possible. I mean, we've got to see what happens. Like, at the moment, it's still on the basis of maybe a month. So, you know, if we were to be well behaved over that month, then there won't be any problems. If we get a more long term lease from the council for a property, that could create some problems, but then there is always the option of falling back on a private landlord, possibly. Hopefully it won't come to that, but if it does, it's the way it goes.
So what were the problems with Kinning Park, because it has been in the past used?
But basically, Kinning Park already belongs to a group or a collective, can use the facilities sometimes, but I believe that last year there was a fire at a school close to Kinning Park, and Kinning Park was offered as a replacement venue for the people from that school. Since that has occurred, it is much less available for groups and people to use, and like I say, we wouldn't have control over it ourselves and open it when and as and when we wanted. We'd have to be booking and going through another group. We wouldn't be autonomous.
So what is for you the most important aspect at the centre? What would you like to put into practice personally?
I'm into all sorts of things. I believe in anarchism and in anything I can do that promotes and encourages anarchism in people, be it, I don't know, taking direct action against, for instance, the government, large multinationals. That's one aspect. I'm into the sort of networking, connecting people, providing information to people that aren't familiar with the ideas. But those are a couple of the things that I personally like about it. Just, you know, set yourself free, get into a bit of anarchy.